Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. Daily Express US wrote on August 25, Donald Trump's fourth indictment, talking about Georgia, prompted fury from the former Alaskan governor, with Sarah Palin evoking violent language and warning that a second civil war is going to happen if Donald Trump continues to be persecuted. The former Alaska governor made the grim prediction in an interview with Newsmax after Trump handed himself over to the authorities in Georgia. Those who are conducting this travesty and creating this two-tier system of justice, I want to ask them, do you want us to be in civil war, she said. Because that is what is going to happen. We are not going to keep putting up with this. Palin also told ex-Fox News anchor Eric Bolling, you suggested that we need to get angry. We do need to rise up and take our country back, she said. There is much anger in the United States of America. Only imagine for a moment that Trump is convicted and even imprisoned, for instance, in Georgia, as some conservatives and conservative legal experts have predicted will happen. As it is said, Trump is not going to be able to get a fair trial, a fair judge, and a fair jury. Now, this could be, I'm saying this could be, the straw that breaks the camel's back. In an interview with Tucker Carlson, the question was asked of Trump. So what's next? After trying to put you in prison for the rest of your life, that is not working, don't they have to kill you now? Trump responded indirectly, saying that violence could break out. And I quote, there is a level of passion I have never seen. There is a level of hatred I have never seen. And that is probably a bad combination, he said. Now, if this happens, it will not just be a passing and insignificant violence. It could be a full-fledged civil war, the likes of which we have not experienced since the Civil War, which started in 1861 and ended in 1865. And let me just tell you, the viewers and the listeners, we have been warned about this possibility for quite some time. Democrats see that too. FBI chief, or the former FBI chief, Andrew McCabe, said on CNN that Palin's comments were irresponsible, outrageous, and validate and seem to permit political violence while proposing essentially extortion. Left-wing reactions on social media were telling, this user suggesting that Palin was inciting violence and should be arrested for her comments. Let me go back to 2019. In an article by BU Today, the following was stated. A recent Washington Post headline says, in America, talk turns to something not spoken of for 150 years, civil war. The story references, among others, Stanford University historian Victor Davis Hanson, who asked in a National Review essay last summer, how, when, and why has the United States now arrived at the brink of civil war? Another Washington Post story reports how Iowa Republican Congressman Steve King recently warned that red states have 8 trillion bullets in the event of civil war. And a poll conducted last June by Rasmussen Reports found that 31% of probable U.S. voters believe it is likely that the United States will experience a second civil war sometime in the next 5 years. This was in 2019. Then, in 2022, an article by Marker stated that half of Americans think another civil war is coming. That was then. Now it's much worse. You see, this country is hopelessly divided. It's a powder keg ready to explode. Now, what are some of the reasons why people are now afraid that civil war is coming? Report 24 reported the following. Trump promised American citizens in May, "I am your warrior, I am your justice, and for those who have been wronged and betrayed, I am your retribution. I will totally obliterate the deep state." And then Newsmax reported today, Trump, blaming President Joe Biden for the indictments he is facing, said in an interview with radio host Glenn Beck on Tuesday, he will have no choice when it comes to jailing political opponents if he is elected as president, as they are doing it to us. These concerns regarding a civil war are also in part not just based on Trump's indictments and potential conviction and perhaps even incarceration in Washington, Georgia, Florida, wherever else, but also on allegations by Ukraine's former prosecutor that Joe Biden took bribes from Ukraine. Biden's use of emails under a different name to allegedly pass on governmental information to Hunter Biden and others. The declared intention of Biden and other Catholic Democrats to make abortion legal until the time of birth, claiming falsely that the Catholic Church supports their stance. The growing fear of further lockdowns, mask and vaccine mandates because of COVID. John Kerry's attack on climate change deniers, and Biden's intentions to prohibit many household appliances, ceiling fans being the latest example, and the list can go on and on and on. These are just examples from the last 2 weeks. The Bible shows us that people who are now living in the United States engaged in civil wars often in times past. And I'm not even speaking of the civil war under Abraham Lincoln. The Common English Bible translates Mark 3:24 as follows. A kingdom involved in civil war will collapse. The Good News translation says, if a country divides itself into groups which fight each other, that country will fall apart. The United States is divided, divided perhaps as never before in recent history. Its downfall is inevitable, and we have been telling you this for I don't know how many years. Before it is destroyed from the outside, it will destroy itself from the inside through civil war. What will you do? Pick up a gun and shoot before you are shot? Of course not. Our protection and security is in God and in God alone, who is much more powerful than any human being. David said in Psalm 27 and verse 3 in the NIV, though an army besiege me, my heart will not fear. Though war break out against me, even then I will be confident. You need to prepare for the events which are clearly prophesied to happen. Let me just say that Christ also warns that wars and civil wars will be the beginning of sorrows, leading to his return ultimately. We have a free booklet prepared, Should You Fight in War? This booklet tells you from the Bible whether it's right to fight in war, whether it's right to pick up a gun and shoot other people, and where our protection must lie. You need this booklet. Please order a free copy. Please read it. Study it carefully. Compare what we are saying in this booklet with the scriptures in the Bible. I'm Until next time, this is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.